Good morning, Jeannie. It's Betty.
Hi, Betty. If I was late or early.
Let us all just be traveling all our time. Where we
Make our own things there.
Yep, absolutely.
Did you have a good weekend? How were
good
you?
Morning. Is anyone here?
Hi, Nancy. It's Jeannie and Betty.
Anyone else there? Just you and me?
Not yet. Betty's here.
I've been thinking about you, Jeannie. I have to tell you about a dream I had the other morning. My dream mattress has one spot where there are loose magnets, and I think it's like three teeny, you know, there's small ones in there, piled up.
Yeah.
I dreamt. I have a front tooth that has a crown on it. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
I dreamt that I woke up and it was attached to my crown.
I love it.
Is that bizarre?
Yeah.
Only you would enjoy that one.
You have funny dreams, Nancy.
Oh, this is weird.
Yeah.
And I remembered it,
and
which is even more amazing.
He said, oh, I have to tell Jeannie.
And Betty, I'll explain. Jeannie and I, in fact, I was just at the dentist last week, and the DH said to me, you have a fortune in your mouth. I said, no kidding.
Yeah.
And Jeannie and I have been through our mouth, although mine was way before her, but she, since we know each other, had spent some money on hers, but she did a lot less expensively than I did.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. Boy. Ricky's going through a little bit right now with a new crown, and then I've got...
Are you going back to Mexico or not?
No.
No?
Not right now.
Yeah.
Not right now. We're just kind of... We've noticed that there's a lot of... I don't know about a lot, but there's dental insurance companies and things that are... a lot of dentists popping up that are less expensive, or they accept. I've never had dental insurance, you know, before, but they just offer their own list of dentists, you know, and if you go with their group, then you can get so much. So we bought this, some kind of a policy thing for the year. It's like $100 for the year, and you get, you know, discounted prices. So we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, of course, when I had all my work done, we never were covered, and then all of a sudden, whoever Marty was working for decided to offer it.
Yeah.
He now has one through ARP.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that he really, I would suspect that at the end of the year, it's a wash between the premium every month and what it saves him if he has a problem that year.
Yeah.
And we don't go to the same dentist. My dentist thinks it's, doesn't believe in dental insurance, though.
So. Yeah, yeah.
I haven't had it for a long time.
Yeah, I've seen my periodontist for so many years that I don't want to switch from him, you know, because I really like him.
Yeah, I was very
honestly to me.
Yeah. It's that way with any kind of a doctor.
Yeah.
You know, I love how the insurance company dictates who you have to see. So, I agree.
Yeah. I think Char is traveling.
You should be.
Yeah, they should be. They're supposed to be.
Knowing how they even had an extra hour to get ready. But knowing how they don't always leave when they expect to. And if she is, she wasn't sure if she would have any kind of reception today or this week, I guess.
Yeah.
She's coming down to you, isn't she?
Yeah. They're supposed to be here Wednesday sometime, Wednesday evening, I think.
Uh-huh.
So, but I haven't talked to him over the weekend, so I don't know.
I talked to her Saturday, and she was still expecting to leave yesterday.
Okay.
But Denny was in the middle of something. I believe it was cement something outside or whatever.
Probably.
And so she had to, I guess, well, I don't know. They each have their own challenges to get ready.
I was telling Betty, I think with the time change, I had to change my call time now. Instead of 7, it's at 8 a.m.
Oh, I thought of you with that.
About that.
That's better for you, I'll bet.
Yeah, it is. In one way.
Yeah.
I do like to get my day started early. You know, I love the morning hours, so it gave me a little longer time to read in the morning and that kind of thing. You know, do it before the call, instead of after the call.
Mm. Betty, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Get snow?
No. What? No.
No. Oh. That's shit.
Did you get snow?
Yes.
I didn't miss it.
Well, it was really weird because Mindy, by yesterday, it went into the 40s here and it was all gone. But Mindy came for dinner last night and she said, "Where's your snow?" I said, "You have more?" She said, "Yeah, we still have snow." And she was in South Euclid, which is where we used to live. She said, "Mom, I was there Saturday. The roads were not plowed. It was awful." So they must have gotten 5 or 6 inches.
Oh, my goodness.
It's 10 minutes from here.
Literally. Oh, how amazing.
We're closer to the lake. Oh, and that little bit closer to the lake. I mean, we had probably 2 inches.
Wow.
And it
I think they got snow east of us, you know, toward into the mountains a little bit more, but we didn't get anything around here.
Now, our map showed that you were going to, but apparently that moved away enough. And it was very spotty where it hit.
Yeah.
However much it hit. It started, although I talked to a friend also who lives maybe a half hour from here, but at a higher plateau, and theirs started Saturday, no, Friday night, Friday all day, and Friday night, and they got like 6-8 inches.
Oh, so, my goodness.
Yeah, it started.
Well, I'm sure glad it missed us.
Thanks. I guess we should move to Pittsburgh.
I better get the Weather Channel turned.
Rebecca?
Has arrived.
Hey, Rebecca, did you get snow?
Snow? No.
Oh, my.
When was that?
Over the weekend.
No, it was beautiful. We didn't have rain or nothing.
Wow.
But we had rain on Thursday all day. It rained.
Mm-hmm.
So. Much snow.
It depends on where you were. My daughter came for dinner last night, and she said, "What happened to all your snow?" Because we got maybe 2 inches, and she lives 10 minutes from here. She still had snow, and 10 minutes in another direction where we used to live had like 5 or 6 inches on when she went there on Saturday.
Wow.
So, the lake, and that the lake is warm.
Uh-huh.
Considering.
Yeah.
And how hot is it there, Jeannie?
I think we're going to be in the
has arrived.
You're going to be in the what, Jeannie?
We're going to be in the 70s this week.
Oh, stop. Well, we're going to be in the 60s.
We've had perpetual summer. I mean, it's just like, golly.
Yeah.
We're already. We had close to 90 over the weekend.
Ooh.
It was
88,
89.
Ouch.
And what state's that?
Arizona in Phoenix. One of my friends got married. Her daughter got married Saturday afternoon at 4:30, and the wedding was outside, and it was absolutely gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah, it was a beautiful, beautiful setting and wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So we were glad that the weather was nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Yeah. And she wore a strapless thing, and, you know.
Strapless thing?
Strapless dress. Beautiful dress. Anyway. It was nice. So the weather's good. We're finally dropping down into the 70s. I think it's going to be that way, and we'll be in the 40s or 50s at night.
That's kind of nice. I could take that.
Yeah, that's generally our weather is like that for the next few months, depending on the rain that we get and that kind of thing, too. We've had more, double the rain that we normally get this year already, which is great.
Wow. Yeah. Somebody else came on. Want to say hello? Dr. Oz says it has, on the stage and when he first started, had maybe 2,040-plus women. And nothing changed when she turned 30. With knees and had an orthopedic. knee that kind of pulls the patella out, if I have to do it again, and allows, you know, ensure that the meniscus gets inflamed from rubbing, but allows things to circulate in there. And she said, don't keep it on too long because it'll be like a, it'll lose it. And there was another tube of something, freeze something, I'll have to get the name. I was still on the bike. And those are two things for people's knees. So anyway.
Well, what size plunger was it?
A little, one that fit the kneecap.
The kneecap. Oh,
and you
wow.
can get it for $4 online or in a hardware store, it says.
Okay. Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
You're looking at my knees now.
Yeah, and a lot of the things are, and he's moving more and more, I'm seeing, even though I'm way backed up in watching his shows, into complementary. I don't like the alternative because it's really complementary.
Yeah, I like complementary too. I like that word. It's more complimentary.
Mm-hmm. So it's good to see that he's...
Interesting. I haven't watched any of his shows in a little while.
Yeah. I come off because I know that it's going to take me more than the usual time because I write so much down. There's so much information usually.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was... last week I listened in on... Ruth Williams had done a nutritional call, or not a nutritional call, but a WebEx about the four parts of a preview. And Mary Lou did the water presentation, but Pat Terry did the nutrition. And she talked about the acidity-inflammation connection and how the body can only tolerate a small imbalance in the blood acid alkalinity levels.
Mm.
And when we're overly acidic, it robs the alkaline components from our skin tissues and joints to maintain the proper blood balance. But it was, there were just so many, one thing she said about the Jade Greenzymes, her core products, there's four of them, that to help build immunity and to build your immune system and to decrease inflammation were the Greenzymes, Siaga, Lactoferrin, and Immunity. And then if you want to go higher than that, add the osteodense and the joint. But the Jade Greenzymes, an interesting thing, she said, helps to transport oxygen across the blood-brain barrier.
Ah, the Jade does?
Yeah. I said, really? I didn't know that. And well, I didn't, maybe I'd heard it before and just didn't remember it. I have a friend that has Parkinson's, and I thought, wow, this... She's taking, she has osteoporosis also, so she's on the bone health pack.
All right, would you repeat that sentence again? About the Jade?
Helps transport oxygen across the blood-brain barrier.
Thank you.
And then
what were the four? Jade, Immunity, Siaga, and Lacto?
Lactoferrin, yeah.
Thank you.
And the Jade Greenzymes helps bring the acidity level down. The lactoferrin strengthens the immune cells. And with people with chronic issues, it helps to increase endurance. I think she was referring to autoimmune type problems. She calls lactoferrin the youth protein.
Wow.
And another one on lactoferrin, let's see, it goes into action very quickly, increases bone formation up to 5 times and reduces the rate at which cells die by 50-70%.
That's the lactoferrin.
Repeat that one, the last one again.
Yeah, reduces the rate at which cells die by 50-70%. So as we age, you know, the cells kind of kick off. That's why they refer to it as the youth protein. And then one other, increases the cells that build cartilage. And so that's probably why that's a component of the bone health pack, I would imagine, too. Because of that. And then on the Siaga V, let's see, that one's kind of, all of our cells get attacked daily with free radicals. And the Siaga V is like Pac-Man. The broad spectrum fruits that are in it are like little Pac-Man cells that gobble up the free radicals. She showed a picture of a healthy blood cell. It was nice and red. It reminded me of a raspberry without the little hairy things on it. And then she showed one that's been attacked by it was just, I mean, you could hardly recognize it. It was gray. The Ciaga V, the broad spectrum, actually doubled those radicals to keep them from bombarding our cells. And then the immunity comes in and builds the cells. And a thing she said about the immunity was that it's your immune system. Strengthen and unconfuse your immune system. And she's talking about those autoimmune cases, fibromyalgia and those kind of things. Because people ask, maybe I shouldn't take it because my immune system attacks itself or my body. How do they say that?
Well, the body attacks itself.
Body attacks itself, yeah. And she said that's just because it's confused. And so immunity, yes, you should take it because it will help to unconfuse why your body...
Rebecca?
Has left the conference.
I sighed. That is so interesting.
Mm-hmm. Did she give any amounts of any of these?
Uh-uh. No, it was just a general, quick nutritional...
And this is from Pat.
Yeah, Pat Terry. She had slides and stuff too, and I think Ruth's going to put together something here, and they're going to record it. And this was her first trial run of a four-part WebEx, a four-part presentation that we could do in our homes. You know, so 15 minutes, welcome, tell your story, a little bit about the company. The next 15 minutes is about one of our technologies.
Mm-hmm.
The next 15 minutes is about auto ship, and so that's where our nutritionals come in.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next 15 minutes is about the business opportunity. So she did that. It was Ruth that did the welcome. Mary Lou Reardon did the water presentation. Pat Terry did the auto ship nutrition part. And then Dennis Nerstad came in and talked about the business opportunity. So it keeps everything balanced. And then each week you switch to a new topic in the nutrition category. You know, you kind of rotate around.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe next week we'll talk about the bone health, and then people that come will go, wow, well, I know somebody, I'm going to bring them next week, you know. So when we talk about sleep and that kind of thing. So anyway.
These are WebExes that are available on Ruth and Dennis's website?
Yeah, she's going to make it available. It's just a brainchild that she had.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Ruth is. She
mm-hmm. always thinking.
She just jumps right in there and goes for it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of cool. And Pat also said that, you know, water, being that Mary Lou had talked about the water, she said, yes, nutrition follows your water. Your water moves things in and out. It's very important to have the water.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, your nutrition. They kind of build upon each other. So anyway... Those were kind of cool.
That was good info.
Yeah, did the WebEx is going on at a specific day and time every week, or what?
I'll let you know. She's going to send out.
It's arrived.
She's going to send out when the next one would be, and so I'll let you know.
Oh, great. That would be wonderful.
Yeah. I would imagine I'll hear something today, maybe. We're trying to figure out what day. She had done it on Wednesday, and that was the corporate call was that night, and, you know, it was just too much. There was a lot of stuff going on, although the call was full. Some people weren't able to get in.
Oh, wow, that's great.
I mean, it was a blast that she sent out, like, you know, the day before to, I don't know who she sent it to.
I was sad I recorded the corporate call instead of that one.
Yeah, it would have been that would have been cool to have Pat on there. Maybe she'll do it again, you know.
And if it's recorded someplace, whether it's them or Steve or somebody, that would be really helpful, even if it's just the audio, to have.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I'll find out about that, see what we can do.
Uh-huh. And, you know, if you want to have it to show somebody, then it would be helpful to have it as a web.
Exactly.
Do both, yeah.
Well, that's what she's wanting to do, is to have
right. Rather than just educating us, she wants to get other people involved, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I got so excited about the nutritionals again. The reason, you know, I'm doing these, like, yay, you know, that I thought, well, gee, if I was a new person hearing that for the first time, I would want to jump right on it, too, you know. I would want to say, well, I got to at least have this, or I got to have that, you know, and then you have your auto ship, you know, going.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
It just inspired me to continue with this new Siaga because I like the taste of the first one better.
Oh.
Yeah,
I haven't tried it yet.
Oh. Anyone else try it?
No.
I have.
You have?
I do. I think it's okay. It should have a bit of a taste, but I don't taste that.
Has it what taste?
A vinegar taste.
Vinegar. There's something,
yeah.
And I haven't put my finger on it. But apparently the fruit that they're using is not a sweet fruit at all. Not any of them. So I didn't realize the acai berry. I don't know why I thought that was a sweet one, but apparently that's not either.
No, that's why they have the agave nectar in there.
Right.
Sweetness.
I was even thinking this morning as I drank, and we're just about at the bottom of the first bottle, if I put a little bit of sweetener in the whole bottle to begin with, maybe that would help. But then again, why do we need sweet?
Right. I would imagine after you do a couple of bottles, you'll get used to it.
I know it's really packed full of nutrition.
Right.
And it's not like I it's horrible and I can't drink it, but... coming from the other one.
Mm-hmm. I'm still on my last bottle of my other one.
Yeah.
I got it backed up with it, but I did.
That happens sometimes to me, too.
Mm-hmm. It's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Better than the other way, not having any.
Yeah.
Hey,
Nancy, what are you talking about drinking? I just been on the call.
Some alcohol, some vodka would be Siaga.
That sounds like a good treat.
Yeah, right. No, I was just talking about the new Siaga compared to the original.
So what...
have you tried the new one?
I have.
Yes?
Is it better?
Oh, you haven't tried it either? It's a different taste. I preferred the first one. But, you know, since this is so chock full of nutrition, I'm not going to stop using it. And
it's very interesting because it's so liquid in comparison to others.
Correct.
It doesn't have any of the pulp in it. It's just really rough.
No, but I'm finding seeds at the bottom of the glass every time. And I'm still putting more water. I still... rinse the glass out and drink it, as I did with the original. I'm not going to waste that down the drain. Maybe it's as you get further to the bottom, because maybe somebody who shall remain nameless can take it as well as I do.
I've got the literature and stuff, and I've read through some of it. I haven't done my homework on it as much. Does it have less, because I was going to do the comparison, does it have less fruit in it? I mean, incorporated better fruits or what?
It's much higher on the auric scale, apparently, and I don't remember numbers or anything. I think there's four fruits in there, guys.
Eight fruits.
How many?
Nope, got a lot of fruit in it the last time, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's much fewer and much more potent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the orange value is a little over 1,500 as opposed to 800 before.
That's almost double.
Which is at least twice at this time, put all the other pieces on, or out there are.
I didn't say that again, please.
It's about 2 to 3 times the auric value of all the other juices out there.
Wow.
Let's cut that out.
Especially now that, you know, I'm paying so.
I know, I haven't gotten my shot. We haven't gotten it for a long time, and I don't know. I don't know whether to get one or not get one.
Well, I hear if you get your immune system strong, you'll fight it.
Well, that's what I looked at it, too, you know. I mean, last year, everybody had that, you know, even in my karate class, you know, there was, you know, we shook hands at the end of the class and blah, 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 and, you know, I mean, plus it's close contact and stuff, and, you know, there were people there that were either getting over it or, you know, came down with it like a couple of days after, and, you know, and I was fortunate enough to, I guess, strong enough to not to fight it, so.
Well, the important thing, I forget what I was watching this morning, number one, wash your hands. And even after you shake one's hand or touch something that they may have touched or squeezed or coughed on, as long as you keep your hands away from your eyes, your face, and your mouth, the likelihood is that you're not going to get it. And wash your hands as quickly and as often as you can.
Yeah, I heard that that antibacterial, they did studies on that, and it wasn't as, you know, it didn't really make that much difference. That antibacterial soap is what I'm talking about.
So the antibacterial soap? I think just regular soap is.
Regular soap does just as good, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and if we keep doing all this antibacterial stuff, then they're just going to keep getting immune, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Let our bodies defend ourselves. You know, that's what they're supposed to do. Keep them strong.
Yeah, I feel the same way. You know, I mean, we were exposed to a lot of diseases and stuff growing up. I mean, they didn't have the shots and stuff, you know, like they have now. And I don't know. I mean, we survived. I don't remember ever getting sick when I was a kid.
I think it was the chiropractor I listened to a couple of weeks ago who said the reason they put the H1N1 in with the regular flu shot this year is because they have all this vaccine they don't know what to do with.
You know what? I was just going to say that. They probably had an overdose of it last year, and that's probably why they decided to throw it in there, too.
Yeah.
Well, overkill. You know, isn't that the truth, though? You know, like some people, you know, you take a little bit, it's supposed to work, but if you overdose, it doesn't, you know? So. Oh,
God. Well, I think the reason that's left over is so many people didn't get the shots because it came so late. This isn't as big an epidemic as we thought it was going to be, so why get the shot?
It really turned out to not be at all.
Yeah. Oh, I made something on Sunday that really came out awesome. I was so, it tasted so good. You know, shepherd's pie made with, I make it with mashed potatoes and corn and then beef. Well, I took some of those crumbles and I sauteed it with onions and I sprinkled in the mushroom flavor. It's kind of like a powdery substance, and I sprinkled that over that, and I just put a little bit of olive oil and tossed it, mixed it all together, and I could have sat there and ate all the crumbles. That's how good it was. It was so good. I can't believe that it tasted as good as it did, because I've been using crumbles in different recipes, like my chili recipe and stuff, but it has not a lot of flavor, you know? By putting that mushroom seasoning, boy, what a difference that made.
Sounds good.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was really good. I mean, my husband was at the second time, you know. Something that you can make ahead to and freeze.
Well, I took some tofu after listening to Wei the other day and baked it. And it was so good, and we even used it for sandwiches. It turned out really good. What did she say? You could just put it, and crushed garlic and grated ginger. Into like quarter inch slices. So I made my singles. And I put it in a pan, and I just drizzled soy sauce on top. I put the crushed garlic, crushed ginger on top, and I flipped it over a couple times, let it marinate about a half an hour. And then I put it in. I have a little toaster convection oven at 350 and baked it for about 20 minutes on each side. That was delicious. She said you could use it like you would chicken. So you can put it on greens, you could put it on top of whatever. And so we, I had a bit, made a big pot of rice and some brown basmati rice.
Now, the tofu, you said you chunked it. Did you just cut it and then cut it in squares, or did you cut it in, like, slices?
I sliced it into, like, little rectangles. Yeah, about a quarter inch.
Yeah.
Quarter inch.
Yeah. And did you use the firm? You used the firm, right?
Yeah, I think it was either firm or extra firm. I usually buy extra firm. But either
was
one,
it,
I
what can. The silken?
Yeah, what either one works good. Not the silken, no.
Okay.
So this is the one that's in the refrigerator or not refrigerator?
Yeah, refrigerated one. And the one I like the very best, if you can find it, I get it at Sprouts. It's something kind of new. It's called Sprouted Tofu.
Wow.
By Wildwood. I think it's Wildwood is the brand or something like that.
What's the difference with that?
It just seems to be a little more solid.
Oh, but it looks the same.
Yeah, it looks the same.
Okay.
But I guess it's sprouted soybeans. It's made out of sprouted soybeans instead of regular.
Should be better.
That's what I'm thinking. So anyway, no, it was really good, and then we had some left over. I went ahead, I was just going to use half of the carton, but I thought, Ricky said, go ahead and do the whole thing, and we can use it for something else. So now I did half of it on top of our rice with vegetables. And the other...
You know, this is the time of the year that you like to, you don't mind cooking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I used my toaster convection oven, because it was still hot here. Warm.
Yeah.
But anyway. It was delicious. Sounds like somebody's backing up.
I'm going to see you on the train.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought I got muted.
Yeah, that's okay. Anybody have anything else they want to share?
Does anybody know what the products, the packages are going to be for the at the convention, but the event that's going on this weekend?
How much they are?
Yeah, are they going to be booked down, or are they just going to be one package?
I'm not sure. I haven't heard yet. I don't know.
Okay.
I think there's the 10% discount, I think, is going to be on the pack at the launch. Like, if you purchase it at the launch, there's going to be a 10% discount.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's all I know.
Yeah.
I pulled the for the launch. With the Cancun launch pack for the U.S., the launch price is $800.35.
Oh,
and I'm assuming that's the way it's going to be as far as the launch that's happening here.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with separate prices.
Okay.
What did she say? I couldn't get it.
$800 and something, right, at the launch.
875.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm assuming so. That would have been the price at Cancun.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Sure.
Great. All right, well, why don't we go and have a great day then.
Thanks for doing the call, Jenny.
Yeah, well, you were helping too. All of us were. Good, have a good one. We'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Stay warm. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.